parish theme during this Advent season is Behold, the Faithfulness of God. In the sacred scripture, the word behold is used as an invitation for us to recognize what God is doing and to respond accordingly. That is what we will hear during the gospel reading on Christmas. The angel announces to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord." But we do not have to wait until Christmas to recognize what God is doing and to respond. For instance, we hear before the communion procession, "Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb." We want to recognize what God is doing as he gathers us together as his beloved children. His son says that when two or more are gathered in his name, he promised to be with us. He's present in his word that is proclaimed. And Jesus is present in the person of the priest who has been ordained to serve in union with Christ as head and shepherd, servant and spouse of the church. But he is preeminently present through the appearance of bread and wine, when Jesus changes that bread and wine into his most holy body and blood. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. I've said often that how we conduct ourselves in between our pilgrimage to this altar can give us a understanding as to how our journey of faith is going. For the participation in the celebration of the Eucharist is a foretaste of the feast of eternal life that we will share with God in heaven. And just as those shepherds encountered God in the flesh, a baby in a manger, the eternal Son of God who came to share in our humanity in all things but sin. And just as we encounter the Lord Jesus Christ in the gathering of his people, in his word proclaimed, in his most holy body and blood, so we will also encounter God at the end of our lives. And so we need to behold and see what God is doing in our lives, and to respond accordingly. It's important for us to recognize and to be amazed, for God has become one like us to save us. My homily series will refer to the responses that the Lord wants us to make in response to what he is doing. Jesus teaches in the gospel reading today, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." So the response is here is that we need to gain a perspective that will define the priorities that we make in life. And the Lord sets that perspective. What is truly important in life in view of time and eternity? Do our lives have to be so busy that we fail to behold the wonder of God and the gifts that God is providing? Advent this year is only 21 days and 16 hours. And people see the preparations for Christmas to be very busy. But every season of life is busy. But Jesus says, be watchful, be alert, be aware of what God is doing, and make the appropriate response. To have a perspective is to have an outlook on life which shapes our choices and our conduct. God offers himself to us unconditionally so that we can be saved from the power of sin and death. But salvation not only takes away something, but gives us the power to relate to God and with others in ways that are truly human. The response that God joyfully wants to receive from us is to offer ourselves unconditionally to him in love and trust. There is no need to wait until we think that we have our act together. God accepts us as we are now. But because God loves us, God does not want to leave us as we are now. As we heard in the prophecy of Isaiah, we are like clay in the hands of God the potter, and he will fashion us in the ways that are in keeping with our dignity as a beloved child of God. And if any aspect of our behavior does not reflect what we believe, then we are in danger of losing perspective about what life is really about. Then God will look at us with love and invite us to let go of these behaviors. In the first reading, Isaiah the prophet offers a prayer to God which expresses frustration about dealing with the obstacles that hinder full participation in exchanging life and love with God. Isaiah prays, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down to us." God will fulfill his promise. And in response to Isaiah's heartfelt cry, which is the heartfelt cry of the human family, indeed, the eternal Son of God was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit, was born, grew up, began to preach, to heal, to extend mercy, and to gather followers into a fellowship that would become his church. We can affirm with St. Paul that God is faithful, and by him, we have been called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I suspect as we think about the different things we can do during Advent, that engaging in time management may not be one of the practices that comes to mind immediately. But that is what the Lord calls us to do in the gospel reading. How we manage our time is a crucial activity in response to what God has done, is doing, and will do. So when Jesus warns us to be watchful, be alert, he is not trying to stir up anxiety in our hearts. But in his love, he tells us, don't let life pass you by. Be intentional about it. Organize your time according to the right perspective. And it will mean less anxiety. It will mean more opportunities to do what matters. I invite us once again, for I know I've said it before, over the last several weeks, Our time is but a moment in view of eternity. It's important that we use our time wisely. Let us use this Advent to organize our time according to the perspective that God has given to us and to govern ourselves accordingly. To spend time on the things that truly matter. Yes, we have to work, and it's good to work. Yes, we have to go to school. It's good to go to school. But it's also good to cultivate the relationships we have with one another that God has blessed us to enjoy. The ties of a married couple, the ties of friendship, the ties of family life, the ties as a parish. I thank God for the people who make the time, not only to worship during Holy Mass on the Lord's Day and other holy days of obligation, but make the time to further the mission of our parish. We say that we want to help people to believe in Christ, belong to his church, and to bless our communities. And we try to do that through worship, faith formation, evangelization, fellowship, stewardship, and service. Faith formation, in terms of, for instance, when we did not have a director of faith formation in September, that members of the Sunday school religion staff took the initiative so that our young disciples could begin a new year. And so now that our new director of faith formation is here, she has a team that is ready to help her as she now leads in this part of our parish mission. In fellowship, our Faith in Action Committee forms many programs to foster a closer relationship with each other as members of the parish, as well as reaching out to others. And so we had a successful Breakfast with Santa event, but with less volunteers than we had last year. And if this event's going to continue, we're going to need people who can make the time to help fulfill our parish mission in fellowship, in service. The St. Vincent de Paul Society helps us with works of mercy, such as during Advent, with the food pantry blessing about 70 households, with the Advent Giving Tree blessing over 100 children. But if this ministry is going to continue, we will need people to see that part of the perspective that Christ wants us to adopt is to proclaim his gospel and to build his church, not only in our different relationships, but also in the relationship of the parish. And if this ministry to those who are in need is going to continue, we will need more people who will make a priority to advance this mission of our parish. The mission of the parish is not just words on the cover of the bulletin or on our website. They are lived out by how we cooperate with God and with one another. Now, of course, the parish is not the only priority, but it is the main vehicle that God has chosen in the universal church to be able to put into practice having a fellowship of believers to proclaim the gospel, to build the church, to make a positive impact in our communities in the name of Christ. I invite us during Advent, look at what Jesus says is important. Look at how we spend our time. Be intentional on what we say is important. And those things that are lesser of importance, or really not important at all, needs to be cast aside. We cannot continue to say, I really do not have time to pray. You don't have time to pray you're really too busy. You're basically saying to God, God, I'm too busy for you. I'll speak to you at moments of my convenience or when I have to. We don't want to give God that impression. What if God decided to say, I'm just going to help you. I'm just going to bless you at moments at my convenience. Of course, God would never do that. It would never come to God's mind to do that. He continues to give of himself unconditionally to us. What is important and why? And will we have that reflected in our schedules? Keeping the right perspective, keeping the right outlook on life based on the teaching and example of Christ will help us to set the right priorities. And by following through on them, we will never engage in life being haphazardly, being caught unprepared. For even as we organize our lives, we're not saying that nothing unexpected will happen. But we're saying that when the unexpected happens, we know how to deal with it appropriately so we don't get unsettled in the end. The Lord does not want to stir up anxiety in our lives. He wants us to lessen our anxiety, to be sure of his fidelity towards us. For God is faithful, and he has called us to fellowship through our Lord Jesus Christ.